Well, welcome back. This is Jeff Donofrio, President and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan, joined again by my co-host Ryan Goldberg, President and CEO of DFCU Financial. We're talking to folks about economic outlook, about the state of the economy in Michigan. We're hearing, of course, here at the Detroit Economic Club at the Motor City Casino from experts around what we can expect in 2026 from the economy. And joining us now is Garrick Rochow, who is the CEO of Consumers Energy. Garrick, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate your work and all you do for our state.
Ryan, Jeff, it's a pleasure to be here today.
So, Garrick, couple things from my perspective. So, 26 is going to be a big year for Michigan. We've got a major election for sure. Energy continues to be a hot topic across the state, whether it's locally in the Detroit area all the way up to the Upper Peninsula. Your team at Consumers, how would you characterize your short-term focuses?
Yeah, I shared with our board of directors here recently, finally we're the popular kids at the dance. Like, that never happened in high school. I was never the popular kid, but finally, you know, energy is top of mind and about every topic that I hear. And so, and we've got a really great opportunity. I would put it as a once-in-a-generation opportunity, particularly with data centers and being able to serve data centers and the energy required for those. You know, other states are winning that opportunity. In Michigan, we're not, just to put things simply, and I think we have an amazing opportunity. And unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation out there, so we're spending a lot of time correcting things about what that means. And I can say with certainty, it's not going to cost residential customers a penny with the data centers, with data center contracts, in the building these data centers. In fact, we filed, and then getting way in the weeds here, we filed back in February with the Michigan Public Service Commission a tariff to do just that, because we didn't want our residential customers paying for it. And that was approved by our Public Service Commission here in Michigan in November, first couple weeks of November. And so I can say with great affirmation, residential customers will not pay for data centers. And so there's so much upside with data centers. And even today, Microsoft announced they're going to pay their fair share to be able to locate data centers throughout the U.S.
There's a lot of misinformation and myths out there. You know, you hear about water usage. You hear about, you know, that this is going to disrupt communities, that this investment is just unwelcome in certain places. I mean, what are you hearing, and maybe what are the things you want to make sure people understand beyond the fact that this is not going to cost residents any more, you know, on their electric bill?
Look, this AI opportunity is a once in a generation. They're going to build these facilities. They'll operate these facilities. This is here for the long time. Every time we're using a device, we're going to be touching AI in some way or the other. And we can miss out on that opportunity, or we can make the most of it. And I think that's where that's why I frame it as a once in a generation opportunity to locate some data centers in the state. And I think we can do that very responsibly, from water usage, from electric usage. But just put this in perspective. In one area, we're working with one of these hyperscalers, just one of their facilities. It changes the tax base by 25%. Think what that means for that community.
Yeah. For the schools.
For the schools, for the roads. It could reduce the property tax burden in that area. And unfortunately, we're not having that conversation of just the benefit. And when we think about families, we think about jobs, we think about affordability in terms of our tax burden, I think it's just a great opportunity for Michigan.
Yeah, we have this debate about how do we make sure we find more money to fix the damn roads over the last 8 years, right? And a lot of that is because we aren't seeing the growth that other states are, that these places like Florida, that Texas, you know, they're getting that investment, they're getting the population that are paying the taxes there that support that infrastructure, right?
Yeah. I'm not making this political, but if you go back to 2000, so over the last 25 years, professional jobs, so think accountants, engineers, attorneys, have not grown in Michigan. Yeah. Where across the U.S., it's grown by 30%. Manufacturing jobs have declined by 40% over that same window, and that's doesn't matter, Republicans or Democrats, we've lost out in Michigan, and I think there's a real opportunity to put Michigan back on the map for economic growth and development.
So you sit on the Business Leaders for Michigan board. You're engaged in many economic development organizations around the state. You are probably talking to more people who are looking to invest across the country or looking to expand here in Michigan. What are they telling you, and what do you think is the most important thing for us to focus on to be more competitive?
Well, the biggest term is they say it's hard to do business in Michigan. We're attracting, well, I'll look at it both ways. We want the small corner shop to grow, and we want manufacturing to grow. Whether you're in the state now, or we want to attract you to the state. But I'll tell you, when we're trying to attract companies to the state, they say it is hard to do business in Michigan. And there's a lot of different factors. But if that's the entry, if that's the front door, it's just hard to do business. We have to change things. And I think that's the important work of business leaders from Michigan. There's a lot of great regional economic development organizations in the state that are doing important work to attract. We've got more engineers per capita than any other state. We've got a great aerospace. Most people don't know about our aerospace industry in the state and defense industry. So there's a lot of good, but like Michigan's policies, we've got a name for it, the Michigan 180. Yeah. You have economic development policies in the state, and they flip. And if you're going to invest in the state, whether you're here already or you want to locate, it's really hard because we keep changing our mind.
Yeah, certainty, predictability, understand that I have a shot clock of I've put an application in for a permit or something else, and I know how long that's going to take. Those are all really critical. And, you know, so making it easy to build, easy to grow. But it's also not just about that construction or investment, right? It's affordability, too.
It is affordability. And, you know, one of the things that I often talk, I'm just going to talk my own shop here and talk about electric. What is an electric rate? It's cents per kilowatt hour. And we have an electric system. We have an electric system that still has capacity in that system. And so if the cents stay the same and I put more kilowatt hours as the denominator in there, like that rate goes down. And I think that's what people miss about economic development. When there's a thriving economy, when there's good jobs and new homes, new families located in the state, it really can be a place where there's great economic growth. And we can do that in an affordable way.
Makes it more affordable for everybody. And that's not just about energy. It's housing. It's, you know, about infrastructure generally, how much we pay to, register our vehicles, those types of things.
Absolutely.
And, Garrick, one of the things that we look at for the health of the economy is just the strength of the consumer. You know, you've mentioned throughout the discussion some of the initiatives, the data centers, and not passing any of that cost through to increase the cost for the residents. Generally, from a consumer health standpoint, what are you all seeing within the company?
Well, it's, you know, there's certain affordability is real. The cost of living is real. And I think affordability means something different for you. It means something different for me. It means something different for all the residents in Michigan. And so really it's meeting people where they're at. And that's why we have a number of programs for us to help with that affordability. Just yesterday, we announced $5 million we were given to agencies to help those in need across the state, to help with their utility bills and other challenges from an affordability perspective. Our energy waste reduction or energy efficiency programs have saved customers over $6 billion over the last few years by reducing the cost by using less energy in their homes. Think the thermostat, think the lights, those types of things. We have a whole bunch of rebates to do that. So it's a variety of programs to make things more affordable. But again, the biggest mover we can do is economic growth and development. Mm-hmm. When you share that fixed cost across the system with more people, it helps from an affordability perspective.
Well, it really, really shows that you're customer-centric. So yeah. Congrats on what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Garrick, really appreciate the work you're doing to make sure that we can grow in the state, that you're a warrior for our state in terms of bringing new jobs and investment here. Garrick Rochow is President and CEO of Consumers Energy. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
We will be right back. This is Jeff Donofrio and along with my co-host, Ryan Goldberg. Stay with us. We'll talk more about economic growth in Michigan and how to make Michigan a better state.